Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Tuesday, May 27th. A community fundraising effort has launched to help the families affected by the crash that took the lives of four Walkerton High School students and a teacher. As of this morning, over $70,000 has been raised through an online GoFundMe. Walkerton District Community School students Danica Baker, Rowan McLeod, Olivia Rourke, and Cadence Ford, and teacher Matt Eckert were killed last Friday in a crash northeast of London when they were traveling back from a sporting event. Organizers of the GoFundMe say upcoming funerals for these five families is not something they plan for and ask for support to help ease the burden. The community has been grappling with a sudden, shocking loss. Friends, sports teams, and political leaders have offered condolences. A vigil Sunday night was attended by several hundred people from around the area. Some roofwork's going to be completed at the Julie MacArthur Regional Recreation Center in Owen Sound. Council gave the green light at its meeting last night to an $875,000 contract to replace the roof over the YMCA area of the building. The repair project will address ongoing leaking issues and is expected to get underway sometime this summer. John Farmer is an Owen Sound councillor.
I think the Julie MacArthur roof is a big deal. I've dodged buckets during rainstorms in the past while using that facility, and I'm sure people will be excited to not need those.
Northern Bruce Peninsula Council has approved some spending to repair a couple of bridges. Council signed off on spending $300,000 to revamp both the Cherry Hill Road and Ira Lake Road bridges. On the national news, King Charles and Queen Camilla have received a warm welcome so far during their visit to Ottawa. They touched down yesterday afternoon and took part in a flurry of public events where they were greeted by well-wishers carrying Canadian flags. Today, the King will read the speech from the throne to open the new session of Parliament after Prime Minister Mark Carney's Liberals won a minority government in last month's election. And a judge has approved a $500 million settlement in a class-action lawsuit that accused Loblaws and its parent company, George Weston Limited, of bread price fixing. If you bought bread between 2001 and 2021, you're eligible for a slice of the dough, but only if you did not take up Loblaws' goodwill gesture in 2017 when they handed out $25 gift cards. If you held out for this settlement, you'll get $25. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks headed for a higher open this morning. Futures up more than 1% in pre-market trading. Yesterday, the TSX closed 193 points higher to 26,073 on a day where U.S. markets were closed in recognition of Memorial Day. Bitcoin a half percentage point higher this morning at just over 109,000 U.S. The price of oil little changed, $61.50 per barrel, while gold's off more than 2% to $3,290 an ounce. And the Canadian dollar's at 72.65 cents U.S. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
I'm RJ Bridehead with the Morning Sports, brought to you by RE/MAX. For just the fifth time in the last 38 years, there'll be no sweeps in the NHL playoffs through three rounds. Carolina shut out Florida 3-0. Two of those were empty netters. That snaps Carolina's 15-game losing streak in the conference finals. Canes still trail the series 3-1. Edmonton can take a 3-1 lead tonight at home against Dallas. The Minnesota Frost made it back-to-back PWHL championships, beating Ottawa in four. All of those games were decided in overtime. Medicine Hat down Moncton at the Memorial Cup. London plays the Tigers tonight. The winner gets a bye into Sunday's championship. Kevin Gausman was brilliant at a 2-1 win over Texas. He had to be. The two runs are the most the Jays have scored in their last four games. The Yankees, Rays, and Baltimore all won. Detroit's the first team to 35 wins after they defeated San Fran. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander scored 40 in OKC's 2-point win over Minnesota. Thunder lead 3-1. And Denis Shapovalov and Gabriel Diallo are both into the second round at the French Open. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. That is sports. You can always find more on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. The weather's coming up next. Mainly sunny today with a high of 20, then partly cloudy sky tonight and a low of 9. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of some showers late in the afternoon. A high of 18, cloudy, chance of some showers, and 15 on Thursday.